You guys have a lot of long touchdown drives this year. Is that something that you guys are doing better, or is the defense is just taking away, or it's game plan to take away your long play or your deep passing game? What do you think that is?
Well, I think it's a product of a number of different things. It's how you're playing for that specific week. The things that you may be running in the first part of the game, the way they react also dictates maybe where the ball goes in a passing game. The effectiveness of the run game, we've been able to run the ball good early, too. So when you're doing that, you're moving the ball. You're not as wide open as far as throwing the ball. So I think it's a combination of all those things. But at the end of the day, it comes down to execution because when you go 7-plus plays as an offense, I mean, that points to, the players executing at a very high level. So because, the defense is – definitely not counting on you to go 7-plus plays, So the norm is between 3 and 7. Obviously, 3 and out for the defense is a good thing. But when you're able to get into the 7-plus area, I mean, there's an old school of thought that Coach Parcells always believed if you hit play number 6 in a series, and I've been told this because I've never worked with Coach Parcells, but you hit 6th play in a series, run the ball. Because the defense is now out of their, their comfort zone, their time clock, as far as the length of wanting to be on the field. So I always thought that was an interesting thought process, play 6, run the ball, no matter what. But I think philosophically, you can understand where I'm coming from.
Hey, Mike, what kind of tie in the jacket or whatever that thing he was wearing under his jersey is, I wondered do you worry if he plays with – that if the ball security issue would be a factor, just because I don't know how tight maybe he could hold it.
I don't have any concerns about the way our players dress with what they're wearing. Just said that's Red Batty in our equipment staff. I think they have 130 years of NFL experience. So some crazy statistic like that. So those guys are in good hands, and no different with our medical staff. Whatever our players need to be comfortable and be protected, or whatever their need is, but it's always done with a level of expertise and experience that doesn't really put us in that type of situation.
Mike, I know different team, different years, but when David Bakhtiari missed an extended period at the end of 2015, things didn't go well for the offensive line. It's just been very different these past 4 games. I'm curious, what do you think the difference has been this time when he's missed an extended period?
Well, I mean, the first obvious thing is different. It's 2017, right? Yeah, so I think that's the obvious. But, speaking to David, David's our left tackle. I mean, left tackle is a primary position, in my view, of the offense because left tackle gives you an opportunity to play a certain way. So when you don't have a left tackle, then you have to adjust. So I think Lane Taylor, we were just talking with Lane briefly yesterday about it, I thought he did an exceptional job, in his 2 games there. But you do go about it differently. So, David is a player that you don't have to worry about as far as help or, he gets ready, he gets prepared each and every week for his matchup and executes. So I think just from that being said, tells you the importance of David to our offensive line, and it's on a level 2 also, with Brian over there. I mean, those guys, when you have veteran tackles that can go out and line up each week, because, every team has pass rushers. You can't win in this league without pass rushers, and it's no different this week. I mean, the Viking defense, they're outstanding, and they do a heck of a job. They're challenging you not only from a player's perspective, but the atmosphere that we're playing in, too. We're playing in the dome. It's noisy. So, our tackles need to be big in this game.
Mike, Wilde asked me to ask you this. He's a big radio star. He's not here. But at least by me asking, it'll be less dramatic, I promise. When did you start?
That's dramatic in its own.
When did you start giving assistance like areas, third down, red zone, short yard, that type of stuff? And what do you think the benefits of that are?
That's always been our operation from a game planning standpoint. Each coach has an area they assign to. He does all the preparation work for that specific area, and then we go into a game plan meeting. He presents it. you know, not only what he thinks, but more importantly, the why, you know. And we have a whole procedure that we go through for each and every situation, you know, starting with base offense, run and pass, and that's just the way, frankly, that's the way it's always been done. I mean, that's the way I learned it back in 1989, 1993. I just saw the places that I've been, and it's something that that's just our normal operation.
I was going to ask you the same thing, kind of. I guess it.
So I was hoping you weren't going to ask, Bill, because the fact that Willie have to ask that after 12 years being here says a lot about him. Now, don't put yourself in that category.
But I never about drama. But I would think if there's one area that a coach would want to micromanage, it would be third down and red zone. I mean, those are big areas to give up. So why would – I guess the question would be why do you feel it's important to divvy that part?
I think just go back to my answer. No one's giving them up. I mean, that's their area of responsibility. But at the end of the day, you know, I decide what goes in the plan. I mean, they present the plan, and the longer a guy does an area, obviously, the better he gets. You know, Alex has been doing red zone for a number of years, and he's outstanding at it. So, and the meetings go smoother when you do have some history together. And, you know, I think Luke Getzey doing third down this year for the first time, I think he's doing a heck of a job. And, you know, you look at our statistics and how we're performing. So, I mean, those guys are doing a great job bringing that plan in. And but at the end of the day, we go through it as a group. You know, not every coach is in on every situation, but we go through it. James Campen does a tremendous job with the run game. And, you know, Brian Angelico with the short yards goal line, 4 minute backed up, and the red zone runs. You know, I think all of our guys do an extraordinary job. I think if you go up to the offices last night, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're already doing the preliminary plans for New Orleans next week. So there's a lot of work that goes into the preliminary preparation before we even start Monday morning. So, and that's just the way we've always done it.